The BBC presents Life with a Lion. The Lion family have been living in our neighborhood for many years now. Some of us have watched our children grow up with our own, and we fathers have faced practically every problem that Ben has faced. So let's drop in on him this morning and see what he's up against this time.
A man goes through many and varied experiences in a lifetime, but he hasn't lived until he becomes the father of the bride. If he lives after that, he's a darn strong fellow. To give you a rough idea, I'll have to turn the clock back to 5 days before my daughter's wedding. I just settled down in my cozy armchair when B.B. waltzed into the room and said...
Ben, we've just run out of wedding invitations.
But, honey, I ordered 100.
I know, but I'll need another 2 dozen.
Oh, you better make it 3 dozen, Mother.
All right, but let's try and keep the wedding reception down to 125 guests.
Oh, I think I can do that.
Fine.
And, Barbara, you keep your list down to 125, too.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean Barbara has a list, too?
Well, after all, Daddy, Russell and I have to invite our friends.
Well, exactly how many guests does that make altogether?
305.
What?
Ben, I wish you'd listen.
Look, we couldn't get 305 people in this house if we hung them from the ceiling.
Hey, Ma, what's going on?
Nothing. Your father's been talking.
Well, stick around, son, and you might learn something. Barbara, and this goes for you too, B.B., I want you to cut those guest lists way down, and I mean it.
I don't see how we can possibly do it.
Hey, Barbara, I just looked at your wedding presents again. They're super.
Yes, you certainly made a good haul, girl.
I thought I told you both to leave those wedding presents alone.
Oh, we didn't touch anything, did we, Robin?
Of course not. I bet that teapot was cracked before I got here.
And your voice is cracked, too.
I was only teasing you.
You better be.
Well, Miss Barbara, here's another wedding present from California.
Oh, thank you, Aggie.
And the postman says there's £6 duty to pay.
Well, see who it's from and send it back.
Ben, how can you be so mean?
Oh, can't you tell when I'm pulling a joke?
Well, it's not easy.
I'm afraid I haven't got £6 on me.
Want me to get your wallet?
Oh, no, no, dear, no. Asking you to get my money is like sending a rabbit to bring back a cabbage leaf. I'll get it.
Oh, come on, Richard. Help me open my present.
That means Richard, open it.
And Miss Barbara, here are some more cards for you. Oh,
thanks, Aggie.
Boy, you sure have had a lot.
Yes, the man at the stationer said he sold right out of Thanksgiving cards.
Darling, he meant wedding cards.
Hi. Who would send Thanksgiving cards for a wedding?
All Barbara's boyfriends who got away.
I'll remember that.
I'll get it.
Mother, just look what I got from California.
Oh, they're lovely and so practical. What are they?
Ornamental glass flowers.
Hey, Mrs. Lyon, do you want me to make a 3- or a 4-tiered wedding cake?
Oh, you don't have to bother, Aggie. I ordered a 5-tiered one.
Oh, that's another story.
Oh, isn't that awful?
Where'd you buy the cake, Ma?
Oh, from Cranfield's.
Oh, but they're the most expensive caterers in London. Whatever did they charge you?
Well, without the stand, it cost me that... Here comes my husband.
Here's the £6, Aggie.
Thank you.
Barbara, where did you get those hideous glass flowers?
From California.
Well, whoever sent them must have come from a family of half-wits.
Ben, they're from your sister.
Oh. I don't... Really? My sister? Well, now that I take a second look at them, I think they're rather unusual.
Yeah. Here's another wedding present, Barbara. All the way from New York.
How exciting.
And the postman says I have to find £9.
Good, I'll help you look for it.
I think Daddy would be happier if I didn't get any wedding presents.
I would not. It's just that I think the duty's a little high. Here's the £9, Robin.
Thanks.
Oh, you're an angel. And just for that, I'm going to try and cut down on my guest list.
So am I.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, and then I must telephone the caterers and order all the food.
Oh, I'll help you, Mother.
Hey, I've got a great idea to cut down on the wedding.
Well, let's have it.
Get Barbara and Russell to elope.
How can you think of such a thing? It's too despicable, too contemptible, and much, much too late.
Well, I tried.
Daddy, we've cut the guest list down to 323.
Hey, wait a minute. It was only 305 when you started.
Mommy, Aggie didn't tell you it's okay.
Yes, everything's fixed to hold a reception at Cranfield House.
Oh,
Phoebe, why didn't you consult me about this?
It's only 25 pounds, and that includes everything.
Everything?
Yes, everything but the food, the drinks, decorations, lights, and heat.
Oh, fine. How much are they charging for food?
12 and 6 a head.
That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Who wants to eat heads?
Look, girl, I want a nice reception, but let's try and keep the cost down. What you need is a little practical advice.
Watch it, Pop. Aunt Flory's coming through the garden.
So she is. Well, bless her little fat waddle.
Oh, so I'm fat, am I? Don't listen to him, Flory. You have a wonderful waddle.
Thank you, dear. And you look slimmer than ever in that dress.
Well, I wanted to look my best for your wedding, so I dieted. I got rid of 6 pounds.
You didn't get rid of them. They're following you around behind.
Is that so?
Well, for your information, I am not a stout woman.
Oh, stop it. You're fat in places where other women haven't even got places.
Well, that's quite a good joke for a man of your considerable age.
I'm sorry, what's that book you've got?
Oh, I almost forgot. Barbara, I brought you the latest edition of Wedding Etiquette.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what we needed.
Can I have a look?
Of course. Here you are. Thanks. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Well, what does it say, Rich? Well, let's see. Clothes. The father should spare no expense in buying his daughter a torso.
That's true, Tom. My mother insisted on making my trousseau.
Oh, but that was the biggest bloomer she ever made.
Oh, Daddy, please. Oh, here, Mother. Mother, you read it.
All right, dear. Now, let me see. It says, to match the occasion, the father of the bride should be dressed in,
Go on, go on.
Oh, wait until I turn the page. Ah, here it is.
Well, what do I wear?
A white lace doily.
What?
Oh, Mother, you've turned too many pages. You're reading table decorations.
So I am. What a silly mistake.
Oh, darling, give me the book. Ben must know what to wear.
All right, but I'm not buying anything new.
But a youthful-looking father like you just can't wear any old thing.
Oh, I wouldn't say I was exactly youthful.
Then you should have heard what a friend of mine said about you.
Well, I'm listening.
He said, Baby, your husband looks pretty good for a middle-aged man. Of course, that was 20 years ago.
That makes me feel a lot better.
Good. This book says all the men must wear mourning suits. Oh, now here's a page on correct attire for the bride.
Does it say how long my veil should be?
Barbara, it's too late to wear a veil. Russell's already seen your face.
See, that's no bad, Rich.
Boys, that is quite enough. I will not have you making fun of your sister's wedding.
Oh, Ma, you know we didn't mean it.
Of course not. We're just as interested as all of you.
All of us except your father. He's the only one who doesn't seem to care.
That's not true. I may grumble a little about unnecessary expense, but I'm just as interested as any of you, and I want my daughter to have the best wedding I can possibly give her.
Oh, I know you do, darling. And I'll remember it for the rest of my life. After all, when a girl gets married, she... Oh, I wish I could express how I really feel about my wedding day.
Well, dear, some girls are too shy to tell anyone what's in their hearts. That's why when I was married, no one ever knew that I kissed my husband every day until he died.
That's what I call a perfect murder.
Well, bless your little sunken chest.
Good for you, Flory.
Funny man, you are not. Barbara, Now here's what you'll need for your trousseau.
Well, read it out loud, Anne, sorry, and I'll make out a list.
All right, dear. Now put down household linen, lingerie, evening gown, sports clothes, bathing suit, cocktail dresses, luggage, gloves.
Where's Daddy?
Oh, he's lying down in the den. He's got a headache.
I'm not surprised. I can feel one coming on myself.
Well, I don't know what you're worried about. You're not paying for the wedding.
No, but if the bills get any bigger, I'll end up by supporting Pop.
Oh, Richard, your father won't need any help from you until he's an old, old man. How much have you got saved up?
Now, Bebe, listen. The book says all automobiles for the wedding party, floral decorations for the reception and the church, also the church organist and choir, are all the expense of the bride's family.
The bride's family? Richard, that's us.
I didn't hear you, stranger.
Mother, we must order some cigarettes for the reception.
Yes, we haven't decided on the wine.
Oh, hello, Daddy. We thought you were resting.
How can I rest when you're all in here spending my money?
Oh,
stop grumbling. You can't take it with you, you know.
I've got news for you. I can't even afford to go.
Daddy, you're so funny.
Yes, I have a scream.
Ben, listen. What do you think we should give the guests to drink?
Water.
You can have water if you like, but your guests must have a vintage champagne.
Why don't you go home?
Oh, now, Daddy, if you're going to start an argument, I'd rather call the whole reception off.
Oh, Bob.
I mean, I'll walk down the aisle in my old brown dress.
But that's the oldest one you have.
I don't care.
Well, I do. Now, you listen to me.
Hello.
Hello, Wimple. You're not going to the wedding in a brown dress.
No, it wouldn't suit me.
You fool, I was talking to Barbara.
Oh.
I think your father's right about the caterers.
I'm merely trying to cut down on the expenses of the wedding reception.
You're quite right, Mr. L. And you can rely on me to back you up. I'll agree with everything you say until the cows come home.
I was trying to cut down on the drinks.
Moo!
We'll economize on the decorations.
I say, I think I can help you there.
You can?
Yes. I know a broker who's a market gardener. He's also in the flower trade. He has a terrific nursery.
Wimple, do you think this friend of yours will have enough white flowers for the occasion?
Oh, not art. And if you're interested, I'm sure my friend would give you a special price.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's get those flowers.
Mr. L., what do you think of this nursery?
Are you sure your friend will give me a price?
Of course he will. I'll just tell Mr. Cobbledick you're a very poor man.
Oh, no, no, you can't do that. Just say you'd like a little off the price.
Well, look, you leave things to me. I say, here he comes. Hello, Mr. Cobbledick.
Good day to you, Mr. Whipple.
I brought a customer. Meet my poor friend, Mr. L.
I'm very glad to meet you, sir.
Tis a pleasure, mister.
You have a mighty fine nursery here. I envy you working among these lovely flowers.
Ah, flowers be one of the wonders of nature. Tis a marvel to me how something can grow all by itself without even having a brain.
You must meet my wife.
That's a funny joke. You be proper clever, you be.
I know I be.
Yes, he be, he be. It's a pity such a clever man has to be so poor.
Poor?
Yes, and his daughter's getting married, and he can only afford a few cheap flowers for the wedding.
Wimple.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, I think I've seen your face before, but I suppose that's impossible. I only moved up from the country last week.
About these flowers for my poor friend here.
Well, just you walk around the nursery with me, and you can point out which flowers you'd like.
Fine.
I'll tell you what. You pick out the finest flowers you see, and I'll let you have them at half price.
Well, that's very kind, but honestly, it isn't necessary.
Don't you believe him? He's got no money at all. He's just a poor actor. A very poor actor.
Oh, actor. Well, that's where I've seen you before.
You've Ben Lyon.
Yeah, that's right. I remember when I saw you on TV. I said, what a handsome chap you'd be. But my silly wife said, that's all makeup.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, of course, I told her she was wrong. And she was actually daft enough to bet me 10, Bob. You're really old and worn out.
That's 10, Bob, I owe her.
What? I mean that she owes me.
Oh.
Believe me, Mr. Lyon, it's an honor to supply you with flowers.
Well, thank you, and please forget about the cost. I don't care what it is as long as everything's perfect for my daughter's wedding.
Well, blimey, that's the last time I'll try to save you money.
I'm home. Say, what's all the furniture doing in the hall?
Mrs. Lyon said we should clear everything out of your den so we could display Miss Barbara's wedding presents in there.
Yes, come and see how we've laid them all out.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a lion's cave.
Aye, you've never seen such an assortment of gifts. Everything from egg cups to a radio set.
Which only goes to prove no two people think alike.
You'll change your mind when you see the two dozen candlesticks.
They're not candlesticks. They're candelabrums. I mean, candelabras. I guess they are candlesticks.
What are we going to do with them all?
Well, maybe we can make a deal with Liberace.
You'd better just take a wee look in the den or you'll have to miss Barbara's feelings.
All right, come on, boys.
Well, what do you think of the loop?
My, what a beautiful sight. I've never seen anything quite so attractive.
Yes, and there's another mirror over here.
funny boy.
Daddy, don't people ever send presents to the groom?
Well, of course not. After all, the bride may get the presents, but the groom gets the bride.
Trust a man to get the worst of the deal.
Hello, Ben. Boys, will you please take these parcels?
Sure, Mommy.
Just put them down any place.
Oh, mine too.
Boy, which store did you buy out this time?
Daddy, can you guess what's in all these boxes?
Yes, 4 months' salary.
Well, we may have spent a lot on her trousseau, but we saved money in other ways.
Yes, we did all our shopping by bus.
Oh, then I have nothing to worry about.
And I have a wonderful surprise. Russell's taken a lease on that dear little house just across the road.
Well, that's wonderful. You mean the little house with the blue door and the striped awning where that tall, slim blonde with the white poodle used to live?
Yes, Ben.
I've never noticed it.
Mother, just look at all my new presents. Oh, I really don't deserve all these beautiful gifts.
Then give them to me.
You all some tea.
Oh, thank you, Aggie. I'll pour.
And I'll chop a cake.
Oh, no, you don't. We want some for ourselves. Here, give me that knife.
Oh, boys, don't forget. The wedding rehearsal's next Friday night. Ben, here's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
Perhaps so. You make it sound as if you're putting on a play.
Wedding is a play, Aggie. There's only one slight difference. The hero always dies in the first act.
What?
Oh, only kidding, honey. Only kidding.
You better be.
We are, Aggie. Someone forgot to make the arrangements at the church.
Well, anyone who's that absent-minded should have their head examined.
Pull up a couch and lie down, dear.
I hope someone made the arrangements for the wedding tomorrow.
Don't worry. Russell attended to that.
Well, I'll make you all a few sandwiches.
Will Mr. Sutton be here? Oh, not until later, Aggie. He's working.
Then I'll save something for him.
Mommy, I don't see why the best man has to be old. Maybe I could be a best boy.
Honestly, Robin, you talk and say nothing. You're getting to be just like a grown-up comedian. Oh, sorry, Ben.
Oh, don't mind me.
Well, I'll get it. Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Whipple. Come right in.
Ah. Hello.
Good evening,
hello,
everybody.
Hello, Robin.
Mr. Elf, we thought we'd come over and watch the rehearsal.
I can't wait to see it. Oh, weddings are so beautiful.
Well, it isn't that sad.
She always cries at weddings. Don't you, my little melancholy baby?
Holly, you know I only cry because I'm happy. So why call me melancholy?
Because you've got a head like a melon and a face like a collie.
Now, don't stop that sarcasm of yours.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, let's start the rehearsal.
We've already had three. I never rehearsed this much even when I was at the Palladium.
No, Pop. But you weren't booked for life.
Oh, come on, please. The book says we can't rehearse too much.
All right. But after the wedding, you'd better forget that etiquette book and concentrate on a few things like cooking if you want to keep your husband happy.
Oh, Daddy, a happy marriage doesn't depend on such mundane things as cooking. Don't you know anything about love?
Barbara, your father has forgotten more about love than most men will ever know.
He has?
Yes, and I wish he'd remember some of it.
Well, come on, everybody. And don't forget, the center aisle is this carpet.
Now, Richard, get in your place, darling, and pretend you're escorting people in. Remember, you're the head usher.
Okay. This way, please, for the 2 and 9.
Double feature, just starting. Richard, stop forcing about and take your place.
Well, all right.
Oh, thanks, Wimple.
Sure, anything to help make the wedding a success.
How sweet.
Oh, I mean it, my dear. And may I say from the bottom of my heart, I hope your marriage lasts as long as mine has seemed to.
Thank you, my dear.
Now, quiet, everybody, quiet. All right, then. Give Barbara your arm and start down the aisle.
Well, I'm waiting for the organ.
Hey?
Well, the boys and I are the organ.
Well, go ahead. We're ready.
Oh, come on, Daddy. Right foot first.
Oh! Barbara!
I tripped over the carpet. Daddy, pick me up.
This is going to be a great wedding. I can see the newspapers now. As the beautiful organ played the wedding march, the bride turned tenderly to her father and said,
Daddy, pick me up. Now, stop talking to her like that.
Well, it's ridiculous. Other fathers have dainty little daughters that just float down to the altar. I have to drag mine down the aisle.
Mr. L, this is no way to act. This rehearsal should be like the real wedding. The atmosphere must symbolize with the husband and wife, and we'll always feel to each other respect, admiration, and love.
Hear, hear.
Pipe down, you old bat.
Hollis!
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just nervous.
Oh, that's all right, dear. So am I.
Come on, everybody. Let's start again.
Come on, Daddy. Give me your arm.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Say, Mommy, I haven't anything to do.
Well, then you can start by taking the bouquets up to the bridesmaids.
Oh, all right.
Good, we might. It lies so hard to be grown up. Yes.
Say, Ma, will you please get Pop to sit down for a minute? He keeps walking around from room to room like a bull in a gilded cage.
Oh, the poor darling. He's nervous. I shouldn't have let him get up so early.
He was wandering around the house at 6:30 this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aggie. Did he wake you up?
No, I've been wandering about since 4:45.
Oh, baby.
Yes, dear.
Has anyone seen the carnation Russell sent me?
It's in your buttonhole.
What? Well, of all the places. Why don't you sit down a minute?
And I'll bring you a nice cup of coffee.
No, thanks. No, thanks. I've got too much to do upstairs.
I've never seen a man so busy doing nothing.
Well, I hope he stops walking in and out of Barbara's room. The hairdresser says if he doesn't stop, he's going to quit.
Poor Barbara.
Say, Ma, is Russell coming over this morning?
Oh, no. It would be very unlucky if Russell saw Barbara before they got to the church.
You mean in case he changed his mind?
Oh, you know better than that.
Oh, baby.
Baby, that hairdresser had the nerve to say I was making him nervous.
Well, I'm not surprised. You've been running in and out of rooms all this morning like a cat on a hot mouse.
Yes, Pop, control yourself.
I am controlled.
Now, where's my cigarette? It's in your ear.
Oh, oh yes, yes. Well, come along, Richard. We must check the guest list.
But we checked it 6 times this morning.
Well, we better do it again. We can't leave anything to chance.
Mrs. Lyon, why didn't you stop him?
I'll catch him the next time he comes around.
Oh, Bebe. Pop, relax. I'll get the list.
All right. Bebe, I think I'll go upstairs and see if Barbara wants something.
Oh, somebody want me?
Barbara. Oh,
darling, you look beautiful.
My little girl.
Miss Barbara, you look like a lovely white butterfly.
Oh, thank you, Aggie.
Boy, you look super, Barbara.
Proud, dear?
You bet.
Well, Pop, I got the list and the... Say... Is that my sister?
Well, yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Mr. Lyon, doesn't she remind you of that wedding day photo of your wife?
Yes, it's incredible. Almost as if... Is it? Come on, Richard. We've got a lot to do.
Okay, Pop.
Oh, poor Daddy.
Poor Barbara. Today you're going out in the world, all alone with Russell.
But, darling, I did the same thing on my wedding day.
Oh, yeah, but that was different. You went away with Daddy. Barbara's going away with a complete stranger.
Darling, don't worry about me. No, run up and get your coat and hat.
Well, all right. But if that husband of hers doesn't feel right, he'll have to reckon with me.
He'll be all right, Master Robin.
Mother, I just want to thank you for everything.
Oh, darling, I only want you to always be as happy as you look today. Now, leave your veil alone, dear. It looks fine.
You're going to have a lovely reception, Miss Barbara.
Yes, thanks to your father.
How can you say that? The whole idea was yours.
Barbara, a smart woman always makes a man think it was his idea.
I'll remember that.
And so will I.
Well, hello, Ben. How are you?
I'll let you know later.
The cars are outside.
Good. Well, I'll go and round up everybody.
Oh, Miss Barbara, you must have a sixpence in your shoe. Good luck.
Oh, yes.
Here, Barbara. Take this one.
Richard, you've actually given me a sixpence.
Yep. And I don't want it back until after the honeymoon.
That's my brother.
I wish the chauffeur would drive a little faster. We don't want to be late.
We're almost there.
You're nervous, honey?
Terribly. I just can't believe it's really happening.
Oh, it's real, all right.
Seems like only yesterday that Russell proposed. But I told him he'd have to ask you first.
Well, you weren't taking any chances. You knew I was married.
Daddy,
excited. Don't get excited. Come on. Come on now. Get out, darling.
All right, dear.
Here. Here. Give me your bouquet. Now, take it easy, honey. Here, give me your hand. Don't tear your dress. There you are.
My. Just look at all the people.
Yes. Yeah, lots of them here. Now, come on up these stairs.
Oh, not so fast, Daddy.
All right. All right. Hey, look. Look. My fans are recognizing me. See that woman down there pointing me out to her friend?
Oh, look, Mabel, there's Bransby Williams.
What cheek. Hey, Barbara, hold the front of your skater. Look out for your train.
I am. I wonder where Mother and the boys are.
Oh, don't worry, darling, they are here. Well, this is the archway. Now we'll have to wait here until the organ starts.
I know.
Stop being so nervous, dear. Your bouquet is trembling.
You're holding my bouquet.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Here, you take it. You take it.
Daddy, I love you.
I love you too, darling. And remember, even if you are getting married, you're still my baby.
You bet I am.
Well, come on, sweetheart. That's us.
Life of the Lion, with Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children Barbara and Richard. Also this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Richard Bellairs, Horace Percival, and Gwen Lewis. The script is by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambury, and Bebe Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.